Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast with your hosts, the bestest in the westest, Chelsea and JC. If you're new around here, thanks for stopping in. Hopefully you stay a while. And if you're an OG, you've been listening since the first episode, wow.
You get a prize.
We give you mad props for sticking through all of these years. Anyways, today we're going to be reading your shocking confessions, and
we've done one of these episodes before, and we were brainstorming ideas for this week's episode. We're like, what should we do? Like, should we do some stories or whatever?
And then we were thinking about it 3 months ahead.
I mean, our schedule's been planned for months. No, but then I was going through our past podcast episodes, and I saw that we had done the confessions ones a while ago, and I was like, we need to do that again.
Yes,
because that was a really good episode, and it was truly shocking.
Really shocking.
And let me tell you, you guys came through with the shocking confessions.
Yes.
So, very excited to get into that.
I'm shocked that you guys sent them in, to be honest. Like, I'm so grateful for you guys trusting us, and you really should trust us. But I have told everyone I know the names of you. Just kidding. No, but you know what I mean? It's like the shocking ones where I'm like, wowzers. You sent that in with your personal email?
Yeah. With your personal email, your Instagram account tied to it. Like, yeah. You are very brave.
And we respect, and we will never tell a soul. It's not, we never like look you up to try and see like, oh yeah, well, this is a good one. So don't worry. You can trust us 100%. No one else is on our Instagram account. We run our Instagram account and our email. So we're the only ones who can see this. So please send in more.
We're like, and if you want, you can just keep sending them.
It's love entertaining. The gossip, so just keep it coming.
It's entertaining to us. We're going to do a little quick life update like we always do at the beginning of our episodes. And do you guys want to know what my life update is? I got robbed. Just to make this year, you know, a little more spicy.
A little cherry on top.
Our car got broken into, mine and Leif's car. And everything was stolen. So Leif had two pairs of really nice sunglasses in there. We each have two really nice pairs of glasses that we like wear all the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe like Leif actually only has two total that he wears when he drives. And they're both nice. Like they've lasted him for years and years. He has a Saint Laurent pair and a pair of Ray-Bans. They were both stolen.
Fancy.
I'm
like, that's so odd.
They're in my purse. Yeah, when Chelsea's the one who broke in. We had, by some stroke of just luck, we had cash, so much cash, like $700, we think, at least, because we had just sold one of our cameras on OfferUp, and we had a bunch of the cash that we were going to, I think Leif was going to maybe like deposit it or something. So we had it in the, what's it called? Little middle console of the car. And we really never even have cash on us. Like genuinely, I think the most cash we have on us at a time is like $100 tops. We don't even carry around cash. We use our cards. So it's like, that was just so random that we even had that cash. And for it to all get stolen, like almost $1,000. And Leif said at least 700. He doesn't know. There might've been more because it was just a portion of the money that we had gotten from selling a camera. So
All of that, and then all of Leif's cards, Leif's ID, which is just such a nightmare. He's been trying to get a new ID, and then his passport is expired. It's just like all of it together. We're just like, this is not ideal. This is really, really annoying. I'm really glad we didn't have anything else of value in there. There have been nights where we've been shooting or something, and we just like leave our camera bag in there or something, not thinking about it. Like, can you imagine if just all our camera
podcast
gear,
stuff? Yeah. Like, oh, that would be horrible. That camera right there.
No,
the super
absolutely
nice one.
Not. It could have been much worse, but truly the fact that the cash was in there, like really, that was definitely, and the sunglasses. I mean, all of it sucks, but we're just like, that really sucks. That's not ideal. So,
yeah. To feel like something was stolen from you is really one of the worst feelings.
It's way worse
than losing something. Like if you just drop cash, that's infuriating. But to know that someone like went into somewhere of your property and stole it from you really hurts your feelings.
Yeah. Well, and I was telling Leif, it just makes me feel gross that there was someone in this car last night. Like, everything's everywhere. Mm-hmm. All of the compartments are all open and there's just like stuff everywhere. And I'm like, someone was in here just like ripping through our stuff. Like that just makes me feel sick that like I'm sitting in this car and someone was just in it last night that I don't know and stole all of our stuff.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
It does
so
suck.
We're trying to, you know, see the positivity in 2020, but the universe is making it real hard.
It's really testing us. Really testing us. Well, last week, while you were getting robbed, I was laying poolside.
Amazing.
Just kidding. Well, I went to go visit my family. I've been wanting to visit them, but ever since we moved, obviously, like, we've been quarantined, not been able to leave at all. And so I've basically been alone for the last
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. I mean, the only people I've seen is JC, Leif, and Nick. So I wanted to go see my parents. My little brother is going to be leaving on a mission soon. And so I won't see him for 2 years, which is really sad because he's like one of my best friends. And my sister and her husband live there all in the same house and they have a new puppy. So I went and hung out with my family for a couple days. And it was so nice to just relax with my family and like actually just like swim, because where we live right now in our apartment, it's very claustrophobic because we don't have like a backyard really to lay out in or anything like that, or even just like experience the outdoors. So it was just nice to like lay in the sun, even though it was blistering hot there. But yeah, it was a very quick trip, but there's just something about being with your family.
Yes, there is.
Especially when like times are tough. It's good to like feel that support system and to have people to talk to and stuff. So
yeah, I'm missing my family actually very bad. I hope I get to see them soon. We're definitely thinking about going to Arizona soon, or they maybe will come visit. But I'm like, LA is not really, it's not really, you know, the funnest place to be right now as far as, you know, a lot of stuff isn't open and there's a lot of restrictions still. So it's not like the normal, you know, SoCal summer. Chelsea and I decided to go to our first restaurant in LA in over 3 months. We're like, because some places are starting to open up for dining in now, which is really exciting, actually. So we went to Earth Cafe and we're like, this is going to be the best. Like, we haven't gone out.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I really have missed, is, which sounds so silly and trivial, but like going to cafes with my friends, because that's something I did like kind of a lot.
And it's a really fun thing to do in LA when you're here. Like, that's one of what's LA known for, is like their good food and cute places to go eat. And like, that's how you know, go hang out with your friends. And yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely like a social experience. Mm-hmm. So, we were like, okay, let's go to Earth because it opened up and, you know, we can go sit on
the patio.
Yeah. We can sit on the patio. Like, it would just be so nice to have that experience. So we went and we were kind of just laughing the whole time, because it's like, I don't want to say it wasn't a good experience, but what I was telling Chelsea is like, kind of what I said on my anniversary, during this time when you like try and do something normal, but the experience is so far from normal, it almost just confirms how weird the world feels to you right now versus like makes you feel like you're doing something normal. And what I mean by that is, we went to the cafe and, you know, there's like, you have to obviously be like 6 feet apart in the line. So you're standing, which is fine. It's not the end of the world. Then you obviously
that way, honestly.
Yeah. But everyone's wearing a mask, including the waiters. And then the waiters had like, some of them had full on like helmets, like these massive like plastic bubble things over their heads. And we're just like,
This is not making me feel better.
This is not making me feel like I'm like at a cute cafe. It's like,
or it like just, normal. It doesn't, yeah. We were like, let's get like a sense of normalcy and go to a cafe and just, you know, eat our breakfast there. And then, yeah, it was, we, the seating's very limited also. So we were literally sitting in like the corner by the dumpster. And yeah, it was just.
It was so sunny. Like, which again, it's so funny because I've been complaining for months. Like whenever it's even remotely cloudy, I'm like, oh, I just can't. My mood is so low. I have to have sun. And then the second it's sunny, I'm like, it's too bright. My eyes. Like, so we're sitting by the dumpster and like, it's so bright and sunny. And then the chairs that we were sitting on were like
so uncomfortable.
Were specifically the ones we were sitting on were super uncomfortable. They had these like large slats in them.
I think those were the only two that were like that. Yes. It was like chairs that meant to have a like a cushion on top, but they took the cushions off. So it was just like,
straight so much metal. Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were like kind of uncomfortable. It was so, so bright. And then like I got a chai with boba and I was like, oh, so excited. And then I took a drink and I'm just like, this is not like, I just didn't like it. I don't know if I ordered the wrong thing or whatever, but the food was good.
Yeah. The food was good.
The food was great.
I will say if you go to Earth Cafe, I don't know if, where else they are besides LA, but I got the matcha. It's like the green tea with coconut. And it was so good. It with truly was so good.
Coconut or coconut milk or both?
I think it was like with coconut. I don't
like
know.
Like flavor, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, coconut milk and coconut, I think. I don't know. She put it in for me. I don't even know what I ordered. But it was matcha, coconut matcha, and it was delicious.
That sounds really good. I should have definitely. I forgot to try it. It looked really good. But yeah, it was still fun. It was fun to get outside and do something. But I'm definitely looking forward to the day when things are hopefully a little more normal. Yeah. So that was our experience this week. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week. And let's get into these shocking confessions.
I'm scared for you guys.
Before
we do that, I have two points to make.
Okay, what?
First of all, one of the reviews on our podcast was like, if you guys leave reviews on our podcast, thank you so much. It helps so much. All of them, literally probably 99.9 of them are so sweet.
Yes.
So long, well worded, so kind. Like seriously, we cannot thank you enough. That's how people find our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, there'll be a
sketchy shocker.
One. Yeah. One of them was like, hard to listen to sometimes. It's like, I love the story ones, but they tend to go off topic a little bit. I'm like, yes, ma'am, that is true. She's like, also, can you please stop saying heinous and Haney so much?
I saw that
my
one.
God. No, we can't.
That is our whole brand, ma'am. Yeah. That is so funny.
Second point is me and JC have really been looking on Instagram, and someone that we follow and we've just been almost joking about lately because she's just so beautiful inside and out is Matilda. Is it Durf?
Jerf. I don't know how to say it. DJERF.
Yeah, I think it's Swedish. But anyway, she is one of the most stunning humans because she's also so kind and just like so genuine. And her life just somehow looks like
absolutely
a fairy
perfect.
Tale. She's like just a happy moment. And it's like her in this extremely beautiful, like it's like her backyard or something. And she's wearing like a matching set and she's just stunning.
The thing is about her is like she's one of those people where it's genuinely, it feels so effortless, but every moment that she posts is so perfect that you're like, how is this even a real thing? She is, and like Chelsea said, you can't even like not like it or something or be like, oh, there's no way, because she's actually so genuine and so kind and so cute.
And so happy. You guys have to follow her. She definitely is someone I've been loving following for years.
Yeah. She is truly an icon. I'm manifesting that we're going to have her on the podcast one day. She is so cute.
She is so cute. If you haven't followed her, definitely go give her a follow. Anyways, let's get into the shockers.
Hold up, because we have a new sponsor that I am so freaking excited about, you guys. Book of the Month. You probably know I have been reading so much during quarantine, being stuck at home. Such a great activity that really calms me down and gets me not looking at my phone 24/7. So I am obsessed with reading, have been for a while, but especially these past few months. So Book of the Month is a fun book subscription that offers 5 new and early release books to choose from each month. Their editorial team chooses the books, vetting them from hundreds each month. And you as a member choose the book you want, and then you can add up to 2 additional books too if you want. So Book of the Month is commitment-free. You can skip any month you want, as many times as you want. It's a great way to branch out into new genres or styles of books. It's unlikely that you would find a lot of these books if you weren't signed up for the subscription. Chelsea and I just both chose, we actually chose the same book from the selection. It's called The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. And it's basically about like two twin sisters that are inseparable as children, but then they like ultimately choose to live very, very different lives. So their racial identities are different. Their communities, their families are like very, very different. And I think the book is like 10 years later. So I'm really intrigued and super excited to read that. They support up and coming authors, especially debut writers, and they highlight new and diverse backgrounds, which we love. So if you want to try out, your first month's book is going to be just $9.99 with code WHATWESAID. You guys should definitely check it out. And hey, maybe we can all choose a book together and read it. Again, it's going to be $9.99 with code WHATWESAID, and we'll have that linked in the description. We had like a little question box on our story where we said, send in your short, just like, you know, one-liners.
Oh yeah, let's read those first.
Sometimes those are more shocking than the long stories.
It's like they want to get something off their chest, and it's like,
yeah,
a deep family secret where we're like, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah. Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told my boyfriend I have a heart condition so he would stop asking me to go running. Genius.
Perfect.
A genius. A savant.
You could just say asthma. It might be easier.
Yeah.
Instead of an
when I figure out
condition.
That that's what JC's been lying to me about.
You could just say asthma. Trust me. It's much easier.
It's the best excuse in the book.
One time, my boyfriend asked if he could pee in my mouth and I agreed. Haven't told anyone.
Wait, who peed in your mouth?
Her boyfriend. One time, my boyfriend asked if he could pee in my mouth and I agreed.
Why? Why?
Literally, why?
You did this for what?
Literally, I do not understand that.
That's a kink that's going to be a no for me. Not to kink shame you, but.
Hold on, I'm going twice. When my friend was 17, she willingly skinny dipped with her uncle. I will be calling the police.
No, yeah, we're going to have to call the police. Your uncle, you're going to catch a case. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. She's 17? Absolutely not.
With her uncle?
Yeah, I will be calling 911 very shortly.
Yeah, okay. The boy my best friend loves actually likes me and we're dating. She doesn't know.
What do you mean?
She loves? The boy my best friend loves actually likes me and we're dating. She doesn't know. How are you best friends, but you're dating someone and she doesn't know?
Okay. That's very interesting.
Okay, well, I'm going twice too.
Okay.
I had sex with my boyfriend on his couch while his 14-year-old sister unknowingly sat right next to us. Okay, I have lots of questions about this one.
What do you
his
mean?
His 14-year-old sister unknowingly sat next to you while you were having sex, like walked up and sat on the couch. How did she not know what was going on? Were you guys all watching a movie and you guys decided to do it under the blanket? Like, I need more information on that.
Also, no.
Ew.
I'm moving on from that. A few times I've thrown my dog's poop over to our neighbor's backyard.
Why?
Really?
Why?
Really?
Exactly. Like, you did this for what?
It's like, what do you mean?
The amount of effort it takes to pick the poop up and throw it is the same amount of effort it takes to pick it up and throw it away.
Like, you already had to pick it up.
Might as well just
put it in the trash.
That's like my mom would be so bewildered by us when we were little because she'd be like, okay, can you pick this up? And I would pick it up and like shove it somewhere it wasn't supposed to go. My mom's like, you realize the amount of energy it took for you to like put it under your bed or like shove it in your closet is the same amount of energy it would have taken you to actually just put it away.
Yeah, true.
Like that's true that. That's very true. An ex-boyfriend called me the day before his wedding and said he wished it was me. You got to go call off the wedding,
yeah,
honey. And not for your own sake, for his wife's sake.
Yeah, you got to contact that wife. Oh my gosh.
Okay, hold on. I have one more before you go on to that one. I, by accident, swiped right on my best friend's boyfriend on Tinder, and even worse, we matched. I have two questions.
What?
Why was he on Tinder if they're boyfriend?
If they're dating.
Girlfriend.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Then why, if you saw him, why would you swipe?
She said by accident.
Oh, by
accident. She accidentally swiped and she like didn't realize it was him and then they matched. So she's like,
Oh, that's naughty.
That's shocking. This one, okay. So this just says, there was once no other option but for me to pee into a bag of Fritos. And the reason
there's no other option.
I don't know, she's probably in the car or something. And the reason I picked this one was only to remind myself of my own story, which is not necessarily a confession, but
she's
just like
I ate the Fritos.
But just a moment that I'm like, my life just felt, I can't. So Leif's sister lived in Germany at the time.
And this is like my second time maybe even meeting her because she lived abroad like the whole time we were dating. And then she came to our wedding. So I met her like right before our wedding for the first time.
Yeah.
And then we went and visited her in Germany like the next summer or two summers later. I don't exactly remember. I think it was two summers later. So this is like one of my first times, honestly, even hanging out with her. And we were taking this little road trip, I believe, from Germany to Austria with her. And she has some kids. And so her husband, basically like all the, it was kind of like the boys were in a car and the girls were in a car. Or maybe it was just me and her. I don't exactly remember. But her husband was like taking all the kids or something like that. And Leif was in that car. And then I was with her. And I started feeling like I had to pee like super, super bad. And here's the weird part is that I've always been able to hold my pee forever. Like my mom would, I remember growing up, my mom would be like, I gotta get to the bathroom now. Like I gotta pee right now. And I'm like, just hold it for, I can hold it for hours.
Yeah.
And the older I get, it's like when I gotta go, I gotta go. Like,
yeah.
Get me to a bathroom.
Yeah.
So I started feeling like I had to pee. I think I drank a lot of water and it had just hit me when we were like kind of, and we were in the middle of nowhere. Like we're just driving and I like do not see anything. So I told her, I'm like, I have to pee very bad. Is there anywhere we can stop like even remotely close? And it was like not for a while, like maybe 30 minutes or something like that.
That's the worst feeling.
Anyway, it was like, it was funny. She definitely did not make me feel uncomfortable at all. Like we were laughing about it, but I got to the point, you guys, where I was like, this is repulsive. But I was just like holding my hand against myself.
Yeah.
Like literally
trying
just
to hold it in.
Holding it. Cause I'm like, I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah.
And I was just like writhing. Like I was going crazy.
That
and
we hurt so bad.
It hurt so bad. I couldn't focus on anything. We finally pulled up to a gas station. And I just ran. Like, I was like, just open the car. It's the reason this is so funny is because I did not even know her that well.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like, you know, this is my childhood best friend. It's like his sister that I barely know. And I'm like freaking in her car holding myself, like just going berserk. And she was laughing. Anyway, so I opened the car door and I bolted. Like, I have never ran so fast. And like, I swear pee was like just kind of coming out.
Yeah, you can't even run at that point. No. You're in so much pain.
But I think my adrenaline kicked in because I ran. And in this specific place in Germany, you have to like have a German coin, like money to like, go into the bathroom.
Oh.
And there's like one of those things that you like push, what is that called? You know, to like get into a subway system in New York or like an amusement park, like one of those rail things. I jumped over it because, and there was like a guard, like a security guard standing right by it. I jumped over it and ran into the bathroom and just like obviously peed. And then when I came out, he was like, excuse me, like you cannot do that. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I had to go extremely bad. He like, there was like a language barrier. I was like, I'm very sorry. And then anyway, I think by that time, Austin, his sister had kind of come in and she maybe gave me a coin and I was like, sorry, here or whatever. But
oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was way too long of a story. But I just remember being like, mortified. I'm like, you're kidding. This is one of the first times I'm meeting her. And I've never even had this kind of experience with anyone, let alone like someone I don't even know.
That is so painful. That happened to me on a road trip with my dad. Like, and the problem is you drink so much water on a road trip. Like you're just chugging water. And ever since then, I don't chug water on a trip because I'm just like, it hurts. I remember just being like, I am in so much pain. It hurts so bad. Please speed as fast as you possibly can. Yeah, it's so bad.
Even on a plane, you're supposed to be staying so hydrated. But if you have like a middle seat, I'm just like, I really do not want to go to the bathroom right now.
No. Especially in like a 3 to 4 hour, you're like, I'm making it. I'm not going to pee during this time.
No, absolutely not. We're going to take a quick little break to talk to you guys about Function of Beauty. I'm sure you've seen their products show up on your Instagram feed. Maybe you've even seen them on our What We Said Instagram feed. They are the super cute customized hair products. We have the shampoo and conditioner and we love them. We love a customized product. You know what I mean? Because we are not all the same people with the same hair. We all have different hair issues. So why would we all be using the same hair products, the same shampoo and conditioner? Function of Beauty is the internet's top rated customized hair care brand with over 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. Whatever your hair type is or any other hair issues you run into like dandruff or damaged hair, you are in luck because Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle based on your unique hair type, style, preferences, and hair goals. To begin the short 4-question quiz, you basically just tell them all about your hair and you even customize your formula with fragrance. The nude peach smells so amazing and you can choose the bottle color as well. Or you can go dye and fragrance free if you want to. The products are so personalized, your name is even printed on the bottle. Plus, Function of Beauty is vegan and cruelty-free. They never use sulfates, parabens, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. Plus, the packaging is all recyclable. You guys, these are so cute.
Chelsea has a pink bathroom and she has blue bottles, you know, giving us all the What We Said vibes. And they are seriously the cutest and best little shampoo and conditioner. So to get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to let them know we sent you. That is functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid.
Okay, this next one. Okay. I sent nudes to my husband's good friend when he was on his mission. Crying laughing face.
Okay.
So what I'm assuming is that she was not married to her husband at this point. Maybe they knew each other, but, you know, she was a single woman at this point. I really hope so, but
either way,
his mission?
This is a little shocking.
This gave me some real insight into these missionaries that were saying that they're a real good boy, but what the? Did he ask for them?
Yeah. We need more information, as usual. I made a fake Tinder and ghosted the guy who broke my heart right before his date.
That's I love that.
So good.
That's not a great idea. You should post that on your Instagram bio. I've never had an orgasm from my husband. I've faked every single one.
Wowza.
Everyone.
That's a common thing, you know, that a lot of people do that.
I know, but everyone.
Every single one. How could you keep that up? That's like a performance.
Yeah, that is. Honestly, you should be an actress. Also, just I do not mean to like sound condescending whatsoever, but I think it's important for, you know, some women, they can't have them. You know, if you're a boy listening, you just close your ears right now because we're talking about girl stuff. If you're a girl and some girls actually cannot have them. Like, it's very rare, but some girls actually can't. So I don't know if you like have to go to the doctor to figure that out. If not, communication is key. Most of the time, the guy will be way happier if you just, even if it takes a little bit longer, figure out what you like, okay?
Yeah.
To get it done, because it's not enough to fake it, my love.
For your whole marriage, for your whole life?
Yeah. Hopefully you've only been married for...
I'm like, we're hoping it's your 1-week anniversary. Yeah.
I go so long without washing my sheets. So long, you guys.
I wonder how long she's talking. How long do you go, Chelsea?
I don't genuinely know. Probably like 2 weeks at the max.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I go longer than that, I would say.
Well, probably. I have a dog that sheds a lot in my bed.
Oh, true. Because I would say I'll probably go...
like a month.
A month without washing them. But I love clean sheets. Yeah. There's no better feeling. Like, there's it's a pain to wash them. But once I do, I'm like, oh, this is so worth it.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. I think you're technically supposed to wash them once a week.
Yeah, you are.
Which is like, I definitely do not wash them once a week. But I probably do like once every few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get into the long ones.
Okay, I'll start. Hi, Chelsea and JC. Here is my confession. So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 3 years, and basically the only fights we get into are about me losing things that he buys me. For example, I lost the ring he got me for my birthday, the necklace that he got me for Valentine's Day, etc. So anyways, a couple summers ago, we were going on a weekend trip to New York, and I literally had no money to bring and was feeling stressed out about it. I noticed that he had this huge jar of coins. I decided I would bring it to the coin star and cash it in, and then replace the change before he noticed it was gone. What are you going to replace the... Do you have a bunch of change? How's she going to replace the change?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, whose change is it?
Her boyfriend's.
Oh, her boyfriend's. Okay.
It ended up being $400. Anyways, I thought it would be weeks before he noticed that it was gone. But being the hyper-organized person that he is, he noticed that very night that I had changed it in. He asked me if I knew where it was, and I said no. The jar of coins.
Yeah.
I went on to search the house with him for hours, knowing that it was in the trunk of my car empty the whole time. Then I came up with a great excuse so that we could be done with it forever. I told him I had used it to fill it with all the coins from my car before I traded my car in, and it must have still been in the car when I traded it in. He said, I was with you when you traded it in. I triple checked the car to make sure nothing was in it. So I said that maybe I had left it on the sidewalk as I was cleaning my car out and someone stole it. Highly unlikely. Anyway, this stemmed into an on and off again fight for a month about how I don't take care of anything, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I finally ended the fight by telling him I never wanted to talk about it again, and still to this day, the jar sits empty in my desk at work where he'll never find it.
Wait, why did she stole his money?
Yes. Sorry, this story was very long, but it felt good to get it off my chest. Haha. I love these story episodes and I cannot wait to listen. Love the podcast and have switched out listening on my commute to work with a nice walk in the morning. Love, Anonymous.
Oh my gosh. $400? Wait, I must have missed the first line. Did she say why she needed money?
Yeah, I don't think you were listening.
Yeah, I don't think I was either. The first...
She said that they were going to go on a weekend trip to New York and she had no money to bring and she was feeling really stressed out about it. So she took his jar of coins and cashed it in for $400. Yeah. And then he's like, literally noticed the night it was gone. She thought he was going to notice forever. That's pretty crazy. Okay.
I thought she was just like, I saw his jar of coins and I stole it. I'm like, that's kind of mean, bruh. $400?
That's
wow.
That's a lot.
Okay. Hey, girls, love the podcast. Here's my shocking confession. I graduated from a completely different college than my family thinks I did. Here's the story.
What?
My senior year of high school, I was recruited to continue my sport at a Division I school. So I started out college by going out of state. I was homesick and fell out of love with the sport. And after my freshman year, I decided to transfer to the university in the city I grew up in. I didn't live on campus. I wasn't close with any friends from high school that went to this college. I was no longer involved in the sport I had played for the last 5 years, and I was having relationship problems with my boyfriend. I became depressed, never showed up to my class, and was getting D's and F's in every class. So I failed and could no longer take classes at the university. I started taking classes at a state college in the area to try to get my GPA back up and had the intention of returning to my university in a year. Turns out my GPA for my major classes, not my cumulative or school GPA, was too low and they wouldn't take me back. So I ended up finishing my 4-year degree at the state college. My mental health had improved in this time, and I went from failing college to getting A's and B's and made the honor roll a few times. Honestly, I much preferred the smaller class sizes at the state college and ended up with less debt than I would at the university. Still ended up with $30,000 in loans though. Whoops.
College is so freaking expensive.
I know. To this day, 3 years after graduating from the state college and 6 years after failing at the university, my family still doesn't know. I've only told a few select people, but I haven't told my family because I know I would shatter their expectation of me. And honestly, it's in the past, so I don't care anymore. Plus, I have a weird relationship with my mom and have avoided fighting with her over this topic for so long. I never walked up at graduation and no one understands the real reason I didn't want to. Thanks for listening and hope this makes it on the podcast.
Oh,
that's quite
gosh.
The lie, my friend.
That is quite the lie. I guess if she doesn't care, then it's fine. I actually know someone who didn't graduate from college at all and like told her whole family she did. And somehow, I don't exactly know how she even got away with that, but they like all think she graduated and she's like, I literally did not graduate from college.
I'm going to do that. My dad's listening. He's like, cool.
Yeah. Does not even need to go to college at this point. Has a full career.
Just to impress my parents.
Uncertainty is so uncomfortable, and we have all been living with a lot of uncertainty for a while now. So if you are feeling stressed or you're tired of feeling stressed, we get it. I think we all really understand that right now. If anything can help with this right now, it's talking it out. I know I always feel so much better when I just talk through my problems. So Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, and relationship issues. If there's something specific you want to work on right now, they will find someone right for you. So it's affordable. 1 month on Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single in-person therapy session. But with Talkspace, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist and they'll engage with you at least 5 days a week. That means you never have to wait to share what's on your mind. The Talkspace therapists have experience treating depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationship issues, food, eating, and so much more. And it's also secure. It's private. They use the latest encryption technology to store client information. We all need to talk sometimes, and Talkspace gives us the support we deserve at a price we can afford. So match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com, or you can download the app. Use promo code WHATWESAID to get $100 off your first month and help support the show. That's Talkspace.com, promo code WHATWESAID. Last year, a boy convinced me to sneak out. I live in the basement with a door that leads outside, so it's pretty easy. I snuck out at 2 a.m. and did not return until 5 a.m. When I got home, I slept for 2 hours and was woken up by my mom. She told me we needed to talk, and I could choose if my dad needed to be involved or not. It seemed so serious, I assumed she knew. She said, "I'll give you a chance to start the conversation." I was thinking to myself that there was no way out, so I came clean. She looked so shocked afterwards and said she wished I hadn't said anything. I basically rattled on myself for no reason. Well, I mean, I feel better about it, but I could have gotten away with the whole thing. She only wanted to talk about my goals in life and stuff.
What? Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah, she snuck out.
Yeah, she snuck out and then she, her mom's like, we need to talk.
I know, I'm confused why her mom like was, wait, vague
about it.
This was not in the middle of the night, this was in the morning?
Yeah, she woke up.
I was thinking like she went in at like 3 a.m. and was like, we
no,
need
she
to talk.
Said at 7 a.m. She oh, came oh, like 2 hours after she'd been asleep. She was like, we need to talk and like, do you want your dad?
She got home at 5 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking her mom came in like in the middle of the night. I'm like, why would she want to talk about her goals in the middle of the night?
Literally 3 a.m. She's like, we got
to
talk about the goals.
We need to talk. I wish she hadn't said anything. Dang. Have you ever snuck out?
Mm-mm.
I think I snuck out one time for like an hour and I was terrified the whole time. So snuck right back in. Hey, love the podcast and everything you both do. Your episode on manifestation changed my life. Anyway, here is my confession. I secretly love drama. Same. I'm in high school.
Okay, who doesn't? Here's what I gotta say. It's like,
who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Like,
if you watch The Bachelor, you love it.
The thing is it's like, I used to be CEO of being like, I just do not like drama. And it's true. It's like in my friendships and in my relationships and my life. Like
tension.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not trying to have dramatic friends who are like making my life harder. But it's like, who doesn't love when you hear some—
to be a spectator.
Yeah, to be a spectator of some gossip or something. Like, even though that's truly not
good,
it's like, I feel like no one can deny that it's interesting to like learn certain, even just reading these confessions. It's like, sorry, I just scratched Chelsea so hard with my nail.
I'm like, keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch any reality TV, you like love drama. It.
Don't even lie.
Am I even speaking English? Did I just say drama?
I think.
Okay, we'll have to rewind that.
Okay, I'm in high school and my friend group is really not that dramatic, but there are a lot of secrets that go around. Last year, I made a burn book inspired by the movie Mean Girls. I record every secret I hear and I record every major event that happens in the group. This is like getting me excited. Oh. I have records of who everyone likes, who everyone has kissed, and things like that. I have a page for each person and I write what I think about them in complete honesty. The bravery. The bravery. I even have a timeline to record when things happen. It sounds like a crazy obsession, I know, but in reality, it's a really fun hobby and I decorate it really cute with collages of magazine cutouts, photos of my friends, and drawings. Even though it is called a burn book, I really have zero intention of burning it. Someday I might want to publish it or write a story inspired by the events that happened in it. Thanks for reading my darkest secrets. Love you both.
Okay, that's not like—
love that, actually.
I'm like, we love a gossip queen. No, it's like—
but it's like for her own, not that she's going to like spread it to the school or
something.
Yeah,
for her own record, it's kind of interesting. Like
to have the cute magazine cutouts, honestly, it's kind of a vibe. I mean, the retro-ness of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And like send us a copy.
Hey, JC and Chelsea. First off, I want to say I love the podcast and I have been hoping to have something to write in for a while now. I literally see y'all as my besties, laugh along to every episode, and have played the clip of Tyson describing his break-in for all my friends.
Oh my gosh.
Because I die every single time I even think about that episode.
Same, to be
honest. One of our favorite episodes. Okay. Anyway, let's jump into my most shocking confession and also my most embarrassing story ever. So in high school, I used to work as a car hop at the local Sonic drive-in.
Sonic.
What was your favorite thing from Sonic?
A blue slushy and the grilled cheese.
Oh my gosh, the grilled cheese. The tater tots?
Actually, I didn't really like tater tots that much, to be
really
honest. Yeah.
I loved tater tots and I loved a watermelon cream slush.
Ooh, when they came out with the cream slushes.
Yes.
Oh, I
kinda want ocean
one.
Water. Ocean water. Do you remember that?
Ocean
like
water.
Like the blue Sprite kind of vibe?
Yeah, it's like blue Powerade and Sprite probably. Let's make it today, to be honest. And, Sonic Ice is really something else as well.
It's really something. We had a Sonic right next to my house, mm-hmm. like in high school. And so we would walk there all the time.
Oh, I'd love Sonic. You know what? When in my grossest stages, I loved the chili cheese dog. Like
really?
Those like
I've
long
never had
ones.
That. Oh. I've actually heard that the corn dogs are good from Sonic, but I don't even know if I've had one.
I don't like corn dogs.
I don't really.
I never have.
I don't really either, to be honest.
It's not my favorite combination.
Okay.
Cornbread? No.
It seemed like everyone in my hometown had their first job there at Sonic. And so many high schoolers that would not typically be friends became friends because of that job. Anyway, one day I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that jobs like unite people that would not be friends if they were in school together.
Exactly.
Me, coming from me who has not even had a job, but I just think it's cute. Okay. Anyway, one day I come in for work after school and some of my favorite coworkers were there, the funny jocks. They did not take the job seriously at all and they spent most of their time messing around and talking to people. This didn't really bother me because they seriously were the funniest guys and hello, cute boys. I'm just a girl. Can I make it more obvious?
Just a girl.
So about halfway through my shift, I go to the back of the building to go to the bathroom, but all these guys were in the break room by the bathroom messing around. When I go back there, I get distracted by them and join in on the conversation. And then I literally cannot for the life of me remember what was done or said, but something was hilarious. Apparently the most funny thing to happen ever. Take it from me. Keep in mind, the reason I came back there was to use the bathroom. So not long after whatever happened, I felt myself start to pee my pants. But whatever happened was so funny, I literally could not stop laughing, even through my horror, crossed legs and all. So mid-laughter, I start to walk backwards to the bathroom from where I'm standing and still trying to play it cool because the boys were cute, you know? I was not going to turn around so they could see the pee soaking my khaki shorts. Yes, khaki. It absolutely could not have been worse. I go in the bathroom and start freaking out. My pants were soaked, smelled like pee, and I still have 3 more hours of my shift left. So I start thinking, from the ratchet toilet in the back of the Sonic, what am I going to do? Then I get an idea. Back in the break room,
was where we had the cleaning solution for the mop bucket. And I had, and it had a hose that leaked all the time. If I fall in the mop water, I can just say I slipped and then I will smell like cleaning solution instead of my own urine. So I wait in the bathroom until I hear that everyone was gone, open the bathroom door and look both ways before crossing the hallway. I go back to the sink where we filled the mop bucket up and turned the handle to full blast. I soaked the entire floor of the break room as quickly as I can and then just sat down until my butt was completely soaked.
Oh my gosh, that's actually genius.
Just picturing her doing this is so funny. I had an apron covering the front half of my shorts, so I didn't really have to worry about that. I quickly turn off the water and go back to the front and tell my story to the whole crew about how someone must have turned the water in the back up too high. And when I came out of the bathroom, I slipped and fell. How embarrassing, haha. Someone who worked in the kitchen even unknowingly backed up my story by admitting that he must have forgotten to turn the water off when he cleaned the floors. Bless
him. He knew you peed.
Oh, what a sweetie. The whole rest of my shift, I had to walk around with a wet butt. And if you haven't ever been to a Sonic, one vital piece of information is that you must know is that you have to walk around to each car to deliver the order. So I knew that every person I walked away from that night saw an ass so juicy it soaked right through my shorts.
I cannot.
I can't. But as long as the jocks thought I fell in the mop water on accident, it was A-okay with me. I have literally confessed to no one ever that I did not actually fall in the mop water that night. I actually peed my pants as an 18-year-old in the middle of my Sonic shift. Hopefully none of them listen to the podcast. XOXO, your favorite ex-Sonic employee who peed her pants.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Leif did that same thing in middle school. He peed his pants. He was playing baseball on his team and he was out in the like outfield or whatever.
Yeah.
And he had to pee so bad that he just peed his pants.
Oh my gosh.
And then he said when they went in,
dugout?
Yeah. He poured, just like, they were like getting a drink and he just poured water all over himself. And he's like, oh, it looks like I peed my pants. And like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, it looks like you peed. He actually peed his pants though. I'm like, what a genius thing to do.
Oh my gosh.
When you're
it's
in middle school.
It's so funny. It's like, things like that, you think so quick on your feet to get out of it.
Yeah. And it's funny to me that like, again, I've said this before, whenever we read the embarrassing stories ones and there's ever poop or pee ones or anything, any bodily function, it's, I don't know why, but it's just like the most embarrassing
thing.
It's
so embarrassing.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. When you actually put yourself in that position, it's really embarrassing.
Even the simplest thing, like laughing and accidentally letting out.
Oh, yeah.
A toot. I'm sorry. I know people hate the word toot, but like fart really just doesn't do it for me.
Neither of them do it for me.
To be honest. I don't ever want to say either of those words ever again, but even that is just mortifying. Like anything that has to do with a bodily function for some reason
is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
And it should be.
It should not be. It's annoying.
I know because everyone does it. Everyone poops. So during my senior year of high school, my friend kind of had a thing with this guy. I had been good friends with him for a while and had always thought he was hot, but never had feelings. So it wasn't a big deal when they started talking. But around Thanksgiving, she kissed him and told me how good he was at kissing. So one day, the three of us, sounds like overcompensation to me. The three of us hung out and they like play fought. And so he started snapping.
What?
And they like play fought.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so, we're in a play fight, okay? Yeah. And so he started snapping me to make her mad. Okay, this is what I mean. Like, they must have had a play fight, not like, oh, like wrestling. Like, a play fight as in, like, oh, we're mad at each other. So I'm going to, like, start Snapchatting you.
Okay.
Anyways, we were just talking as friends because we had been friends. Then one day out of nowhere, okay, so it looks like it went a little bit longer than a day. One day out of nowhere, he asked if I wanted to kiss him. And being the terrible friend I am, I said yes. I needed to know if he was a good kisser because my friend went on and on about how good he was. I'm not really believing that story. So we did. I still haven't told my friend to this day that I kissed him, but he was not even good at all.
Oh, shoot.
Anyways, I love you guys and your podcast so much. Thanks for always providing the best content. It sounds to me like you liked him and you didn't want to, like, yes, maybe you were just very curious if he was a good kiss or not, but I think you like him.
Definitely. Here's the thing. We got to remember, ladies. What is the saying? I almost said bros before hoes, but that's not it.
We're like dating guys and making out them before any friendships.
No, it's like in high school, because I feel like when you're a high school girl and a guy gives you attention, you're just like,
yeah,
just ready for it. But the thing is that those are going to fade. Yeah. The friendships are what's hopefully going to last. Look at me and Chelsea. Yeah. 10 years strong.
What if we had kissed each other's boyfriends?
What if?
Wait, didn't we?
You? I'm like, wait, I kissed him. Wait, don't we have one mutual kiss?
I don't think so.
No, we don't. I forgot you didn't kiss him. You just held his hand.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Not Eskimo sisters.
No, we're not.
Okay. Hello, lady. Oh, this is literally not even the right one. Okay. Oh, same intro though. Hi, ladies. Before I get into my story, I just want to say that Tuesdays might be my new favorite day of the week because it means a new episode to spend some wellness time with.
Aw.
Listening has made quarantine so much easier as I feel like I'm hanging out with my best gals. So sweet. Okay, here goes my confession. 21 years in the making. For most of my teenage years, I used to joke with my friends that my older brother was adopted because we looked nothing alike. He's 5 years older than me, has a totally different complexion than me or my parents or even my extended family. Anyway, at the beginning of quarantine, my mom and I were hanging out and talking about conspiracy theories, and I jokingly told her my conspiracy about my brother. The look on my mom's face dropped, and she ended up explaining that my brother is not adopted, but that she was pretty sure he is not my full brother. I was shocked, to say the least. Turns out my parents had just started dating when she found out she was pregnant, and she wasn't super sure about the paternity. She's never told my brother or my dad, but she thinks that they may know. She asked me not to tell anybody as the guy who may or may not be my brother's actual father still lives in our same small town. My quarantine has truly felt like living in a Netflix original teenage drama.
Oh my gosh.
She's 21. Like, that's crazy.
That is
to
crazy.
Find that out at that age. We need to do another family secrets episode.
Yeah, we do. What a burden to carry.
Seriously.
Like, her husband doesn't know?
No, but she said she thinks they might know.
I would just ask them, as if I'm like, duh, just talk about it.
Communicate. Yeah. Solves everything, guys.
Just the most difficult conversation of your life. I'm like, it's easy. Just spit it out. Okay. Hello, Chelsea and JC. I just recently, oh, it was actually JC and Chelsea, but
I'm like, wow, you're a liar. Okay.
I just recently came across your podcast. Well, you know what's weird is JC and Chelsea sounds more natural when you say our full names, like JC and Chelsea. But when you say like Chelsea and Jace, Chelsea sounds better when it goes first. Is that weird?
I kind of think Chelsea and JC. Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Yeah. Anyways, recently came across your podcast and now I'm obsessed. I thought I would write this confession, and even though it's my sister's story and not mine. My sister, let's call her Amanda, works for a smaller business that travels to events like parties, weddings, etc. I can't mention the actual business because she still works there, but they have become so much bigger over the last year by being booked by celebrities' parties and big brand events. Not too long ago, Amanda worked an event and was driving back home when she got a call from her boss. She asked her boss over the phone if she was going to be able to get the tips that she had received from the event. Her boss said something along the lines that she couldn't get the tip until the next paycheck, which wasn't coming for another couple weeks. Amanda acted like she was cool with that, but was super annoyed. They hung up the call, and immediately she screamed, F me, but the real F word. Super loud in the car, out of frustration towards her boss. So her boss on the other line gasped and was like, what happened, babe? Amanda was mortified because she did not know her boss was still on the phone. She quickly said, some jerk just cut me off. I'm sorry.
Oh, quick thinking.
Yeah, seriously. Her boss just responded with, OMG, I hate that. To this day, her boss still favors her and has no idea the true story. Love you guys. Can't wait for this podcast.
Oh my gosh. That just reminded me that we need to also do another like embarrassing accidental text.
Accidental text, or like, you know what? There's this new thing with the Instagram update, which I haven't updated my Instagram, but it's really easy to go live. So you can accidentally go live if your app is still like in the queue, kind of, you know what I mean? What is that called when they're all floating there?
Yeah.
But so make sure you exit out of your app.
That would be
like, you're just having horrible. A private conversation and it's
live on Instagram. I can think of nothing worse. And people can screen record it too. So it's like, that is so,
it's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Okay. I'm going to go twice because this is a really short one. I legit have a crush on the saber-toothed tiger.
Oh my gosh, I saw that one.
On the saber-toothed tiger from Ice Age, Diego. I had to read that. I'm like, sorry. With like flame emojis. By the way, I'm obsessed with both of you guys and your style and everything about you. I love you. That's so sweet. And also, I can't. I need to literally look up a picture of Diego.
That's so funny.
Okay. I cheated on my ex-boyfriend for around 6 months. I know it doesn't make sense. I wanted to break up with him, but I just could not bring myself to do it. I ended meeting this one guy and we started chatting, and it slowly built up into a relationship while I was still in the other relationship. I didn't want to be with the boyfriend, so it wasn't about choosing. I just could not face him and break up. I eventually did, and I'm getting married next month to the guy I cheated on him with. This was 6 years ago, and I still have not told a soul. I honestly do regret it. I wish I had just broken it off as soon as I felt like I wanted it to be over.
Aww.
I also wish that I hadn't, because I never feel free to tell mine and my fiance's story of how we got together. People will always judge. I mean, I guess for good reason. But I really am not that person anymore, and I haven't even felt the desire to cheat in the slightest since. Anyway, I never told my ex, and I later found out he cheated on me too. LOL. Honestly,
okay,
I just do not think we were meant to be. We were supposed to be with other people. So in conclusion, do not cheat. Just break it off. Rip it off like a band-aid. Even if you hate hurting people and seeing that hurt, cheating will hurt them way more if they find out. And besides, if you end up marrying the guy you want to cheat with, you'll want to feel okay with telling your story to your friends, family, and future family. Love you guys
a lot.
That's
a good point.
I listen weekly and have since the beginning. That's sweet.
Well, yeah. You sound mature now.
Yeah, it's because you know how people say once a cheater, always a cheater? They're like, they'll always go back. But I think in a lot of circumstances, again, I'm not excusing it because it is, like she said, just rip it off. Like that hurts them more to do that. But I think so often it's not even like they're not even still in love with the person at all. And it's just like they feel too bad. So they're like in a different relationship, cheating on them. But they're like she said, it's not even about choosing. Like, I know I want to be with this other guy, but I just feel so bad. So I can't. I'm not saying it's okay, but
a lot to juggle. You know what I mean? It's like to having one boyfriend is hard enough.
Yeah.
Having two, well, honestly, props for having the time and the energy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay. Hi, girls. This confession is long and honestly pretty terrible, so I'll just get right into it. My most shocking confession is that I hate my stepdad with every piece of my being. Talking to him, even just for a second, ruins my whole day.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, that's dramatic, but hear me out. He's lazy, doesn't bother looking for a job, rude, self-righteous, literally mooches off my mom, super racist. Well, that's amazing. And has the maturity level of a 5-year-old. I'd go on, but the list is so long that it would take up the whole episode. My mom remarried when I was 7 years old because she wanted me to have a father figure in my life. And while I appreciate that so, so, so much, I really wish she chose someone else. Not that she knew what he was like. Both her and I are so fed up with him, but the government pays for his ridiculously expensive medicine for his anger issues. Wow, he sounds like a real catch right now. But she'd have to give him the same amount if they divorce. She makes good money, but not enough to support him for the rest of his life. So we're stuck with him. I know how horrible this sounds, but it's something I've kept inside for so long. No one knows how deeply my hatred for him runs until now, but I definitely felt good to get it out. Love you too so much.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. And you know what that reminds me of is Dirty John. Did you ever listen to that podcast?
Yes, and I watched the show.
When just reading that whole story, that's just what I keep thinking of.
Yeah.
Like, he's just mooching. He's just like a just wretched person.
Yeah, just like not even kind.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And you're just like, why? Geez. You just get away. That is actually so awful. Wow.
Talking to him even just for a second ruins my whole day. We all know those kinds of people, honestly.
It's truly the worst. Okay, this is my last one.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Okay. We're ending on a real shocking note.
Yeah.
I have been happily married for 10 years with 2 kids, but once every year, I have a hot hookup with my younger brother's best friend that I've known since we were little kids. Our families are best friends. He had a crush on me all my life. I was always the cool, hot older sister. I'm 29 and he's 23 and single. So it's a good confidence boost once a year and gets all my pent-up sexual desires for others out of my system. Even though I'm married in the Mormon church, I do not believe you are meant to only have one sexual partner the rest of your life. My husband does not know any of this.
Wow.
Shaking. Wow. I am shaking in my boots.
That really is the most shocking of them all.
I have a lot of questions about this one.
Yes.
And like one of my main questions
and
is—
And I need answers to it.
Yeah. And I'll need answers pronto. But one of my questions is this an annual thing that you're both aware of where it's like this is literally in
date.
Your calendar? Like this is a scheduled thing where it's like once a year we have this hookup, or is it like— You're just estimating it's around, you know, maybe around once a year this happens. Or it's like something you're looking forward to all year. Does it happen just on the fly? Like, Does the brother know? I also want to know how it happened the first time.
Yeah.
When it happened the first
time.
Who
initiated it?
Who initiated it? Was it like, it literally started when they first got married 10 years ago? Or it started like last year? Like, wow. Lots of things to unpack.
Lots of questions.
Here. And wow.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and it made you feel like your life, you know, maybe isn't as crazy as you think it is.
We need, doing these episodes, I'm like, it really lights a fire under me, literally just hearing gossip. No, these episodes are so fun to record. And as we're talking and I'm like, oh, we need to do another accidental texting call one. We need to do whatever. So
good.
Stay tuned on our Instagram, on our podcast Instagram, because we always ask you guys on there to send in stories. And
be thinking of
some
stories.
I am shocked at how amazing of stories we get.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember the first time we did a story episode, we were like, is anyone going to write in? And are they going to be interesting at
good
all? Because if
bad.
They're not interesting, then like you can't make a podcast episode out of it. But we have so many. Every time we're like, we could just keep going. Like,
yeah.
So
there's
you guys,
endless stories. And also, if you have ideas of like kinds of stories that you guys want to hear on the podcast, also send that into our Instagram at What We Said Podcast, because, you know, we think we know them all, but maybe we're missing out on some of them.
Yeah.
So
let us know, guys. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow our podcast Instagram, what are you doing? Because that's our hub. It's a fun place to be. The feed's popping, and you guys will know, you know, updates for upcoming episodes and anything else we have coming up. So it's just at What We Said Podcast. Also, if you guys want to follow us individually on TikTok and Instagram, our usernames are JC Marie Smith. And Chelsea's is Chelsea Jade Curtis. And those are also, you can find those on our podcast Instagram as well.
But yeah.
If you guys want to follow
along
with us.
Or in the description of this episode.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah. It
just gives me the death glare. I'm like, what?
No, you're in charge of that part, so I didn't realize you linked that. Do you usually link those?
Yes.
Both?
Every single time. Well, not the TikToks.
Our personal Instagrams, though?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So you guys can find that in the description. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to this crazy episode. We love you guys. Hope you have an amazing week. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.